pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. As always, 251-343-0106. If you would like to respond to anything we are discussing this morning, still to come on the program about 30 minutes, State Senator Arthur Orr will be with us. We'll also be joined by Jefferson County Republican Party Chairman Paul DeMarco. That's in the 11 o'clock hour, so please stay tuned for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. She's a former ambassador to Slovenia, but she's running for governor here in Alabama. Always a pleasure to have on Lindy Blanchard with us. Ambassador, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Before we get into the gubernatorial stuff, let's talk about what's going on. Russia, Ukraine, you're familiar with that part of the world somewhat. Just your reaction. just your reaction to what's going on over there right now.
Number one, we all know if President Trump were president, this wouldn't be happening because I was able to see things and events in Russia in real time happening during my tenure as ambassador, and they did not cross his line, and we had troops on the line the whole time, and it was a small amount, but it stayed steady and they didn't move. So with this new president and his weakness, and especially after Afghanistan, everyone's, you know, reaping the benefits of his weakness. And I mean, like China and certainly Russia right now.
It just seems, though, to me, I try to watch these things objectively, that the way the media are playing this up, it's hard for me to get a sense, like, what, and I think they're getting their marching orders from the Biden administration. Why do they want to make this such a big deal? Is this necessarily out of the norm for Russia or anything like that? But I'm just kind of curious, though. Is this totally unexpected?
Well, I don't think it's unexpected. They've been, since Biden, trying to pull everything to the border anyway, a lot more manpower and a lot more machinery. And so that's concerning. Somebody asked me a week ago about that, and I just assumed it was going to happen, and it has to do with our weak leadership. And I do believe they are going to keep on advancing and take the parts that they want to. I mean, you have to remember, you can't have a discussion with someone like Putin. He will formerly led the KGB, so that's someone you really don't have discussions with. So I found it unusually funny that Biden thought he was going to discuss things with him and the team. So, I mean, I think it's going to happen.
Does and last question on this, though, would you say he's going to keep on advancing? I mean, are we talking, Are we talking more of these former Soviet provinces, or are we looking at like a 1930s Germany situation?
Well, I mean, certainly Poland's concerned, Estonia's concerned on the other side. When you border Russia, there's always a concern, and so that's why these countries in Europe, that's why we developed NATO, to have an alliance to protect these smaller countries against that advancement. So certainly there's concern all around. Ukraine has a lot of resources, and that's what these Russians are wanting, is their resources.
Ambassador, let's move it back to Alabama. Well, first off, how's the campaign going?
We definitely have the momentum, and we're excited about that. Now that I'm out and about after the commercials, people are recognizing me. They like the message. And, you know, like I've said before, everyone in Alabama is wanting change, positive change, a conservative governor that'll make decisions that are best for Alabamians.
And looking at the state of affairs today, I guess when we talk about a gubernatorial campaign, what are you hearing from folks on the campaign trail?
in terms of while I'm out and about.
Yeah, I mean, what are they concerned about? What are they, you know, you're running for governor. Well, what seems to be on their minds most?
Immigration, the shadiness of the government, certainly election integrity, and, you know, COVID mandates come up quite a bit, and people are concerned with that. And then education, school choice, the lack of decisions with the governor. I mean, you know, she puts out press releases, she puts out bans, but there's no meat behind anything.
Well, it seems to me this with Governor Ivey, and she's a lot of her campaign thus far is running against Washington, D.C., that she doesn't even acknowledge she has opponents in this race, but she's running against Joe Biden. And I would argue there's a lot left to be desired here in Alabama under the last few years that's worthy of discussion.
She is running against Joe Biden right now. I've said that quite often. She does not show up for any of our forums. And she is doing what Biden did, basically trying to come out when she wants to and hide when she wants to. And we have a lot of things going on in the state that need to be discussed. And I think the governor needs to be in those discussions so people can know her stance moving forward.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics. And did a forum, I guess, 2 weeks ago there in Fairhope. But I want to hit some of these points. We'll talk about education. Alabama, 52nd out of 50. We hear that over and over and over again. One thing that I think Republicans have not really, the demon they have not conquered, is the struggles in education since taking control in 2011. Should you be governor? What do you think the right approach ought to be?
Well, number one, because I'm a mathematician, and since we're 52nd in math, and my children were not able to accomplish Common Core math until they got the baseline of real math, what we all learned back in the day, I would rip the rug out from Common Core. And since I've educated 7 children in the state, I'm a proponent of school choice and letting the money follow the child and the parent and parent choice. It's scary what our children are being taught in general in some history lessons and civics lessons and certainly racial lessons when you talk about CRT.
Yeah, and you know, there's just getting Alabama on track. I think it, particularly after Virginia, right, that you find a lot of people really engaged on the education issue, right?
I do. All across the state, everyone's concerned with the failing schools. We have 75 failing schools in this state, and that should just be a huge red light for people because those schools are what we need to focus on because of our drug problems, our students that are dropping out, have no hope. We need to give these high school students hope for the future, whether or not they decide a 2-year education, 4-year education, or you know what? It's great to be able to be in the workforce development in this state right out of high school. And some of these students can make more than their teachers themselves right out of high school.
We're joined by Lindy Blanchard. She's running for governor on the Republican ticket here in Alabama. Ambassador, you mentioned COVID a minute ago and some of the COVID protocols. And my radio colleague, Dale Jackson, I kind of go around in circles about this. But I'm curious what you think. You've seen some states roll back their mask mandate to more blue states. Should Governor Ivey come in and do something through an executive order or something like that would roll back some of these mandates, these mask mandates that these local school districts are imposing upon children?
100%. I think she should have already done it, and of course she has not. I'm a no COVID mandate candidate. I just served in Europe in a former Yugoslavia, former socialist country, And we do not want to get near the fringes of our government telling us day to day what to do in our homes and in our schools.
And that, you know, there's probably a precedent here. How much of this, what she did during COVID, ought to be up for discussion during this election? The lockdowns, the mandates. We don't, I guess you guys that are all running around on the campaign trail are really discussing it, but it seems for a lot of people in the rearview mirror.
We need to continue to highlight it. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know if we have a governor that's willing to stand up for the people and not pick out the essential businesses and allow all businesses to continue no matter what and allow churches to be able to congregate. And on top of that, not allow, if you have a conservative governor, not allow abortion clinics. If you have an opportunity to shut down abortion clinics, any time is a good time to shut those down. And Ivy did not do that during her shutdown mandate.
Well, one other topic, I think, particularly as we were talking earlier about Ukraine and Russia, Senator Marco Rubio talking about oil going up to $100, $110 a barrel. Obviously, we're going to see that at the gas pump, I think. And while it's very marginal, Governor Ivey raised gas taxes, you know, in the name of infrastructure. Is that something we need to look at right now as these energy prices continue to escalate?
We do. I would personally freeze, roll up my sleeves, and dig into A, what money has come in, B, what money has been spent on infrastructure, and C, what are the other plans in the future? I mean, that's how you would do it as a business. And we have reached out to Ivy's team for those questions and can't get answers. So that's what I would do first is freeze it and look into the whole thing.
I mean, it is a tax that doesn't sunset, and this was always it happened so fast, right? When we passed it, I think if you were paying attention in 2019, that nobody really ran on it. It was kind of a, you know, let's downplay this right now and not talk much about it. But then, well, after the election, there was a full court press. And look, I think a lot of people are kind of on board with it, but maybe not some of the nuts and bolts of a gas tax increase that just continues to rise without action from the legislature or anybody else.
And on top of that, the way it was initially handled behind closed doors, I think that's what this state's concerned with as well, is the overall behind closed doors, deals that go on daily, padded pocket policies, people making deals, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. And I just think that's what people are focused on as well. Just let's get this right and transparent.
Ambassador, we're out of time here, but folks want to find out more about your campaign. They would get in touch with the campaign. Do you have a social media or a website or something they can check out?
We're all over blanchardforgovernor.com. I'm on Twitter, Getter, Facebook, and certainly reach out and ask any questions.
Well, Ambassador, we appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck on the campaign trail. We will talk again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. That was former Ambassador Slovenia Lindy Blanchard. She's running for governor. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.